producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Most of the fake tickets these days are so good that you cannot tell. And we've been in the business since 1982, and currently we cannot tell some tickets that are fake. So what we do is we only buy from known entities. So we would buy from a season holder. We get lots of our tickets are consignments. We get them from season holders, entities, people that we know. Therefore, we don't ourselves take a risk. So if we can't determine who you are, we're not even going to take the ticket from you. We bypass taking tickets a lot because we don't have a comfort level. And if we don't have a comfort level, how the heck could somebody else?
There's Jeff McDonald, the sports ticket broker, commenting on the large number of fake tickets that are being sold for NFL playoff games. The playoff games start this weekend, and we're into the weekend, so that's the time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And at number 10 on this week's countdown, things that are being discussed on sports talk radio programs and stations like the NFL playoffs and what's going on in the world of basketball, whatever personality discussions there are about Kobe Bryant, that sort of thing. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS, for the week ending Friday, the 8th of January, first full week of the new year. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. I love saying that. Don't you love hearing me say that every week at this time? We get started with folks who work at Talkers Magazine, having done a lot of basic research, and Ken Kessler, my staff, working as well to monitor the talk radio industry, talk radio shows, talk radio stations, talk radio hosts, so that all across the United States of America, people who have been talking about issues have been heard, and we're counting down to find out what the top 10 issues are. That's the basic idea here of this program, which is on the air every weekend, 52 weeks a year. So let's get started. Actually, we have gotten started because we've been through number 10, so I guess that means time for us to move to
number 9,
the People's Choice Awards. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, and along with that personality focus on Bill Cosby, this from my Good Day program, conversation with legal analyst Stephen J.J. Wiseman about Cosby's wife being ordered to testify, and if there is a law that is supposed to keep spouses from having to testify against their wife or husband.
First of all, you know, that's in a criminal proceeding, is that a wife, and it's a disqualification. Even if she wanted to testify, he could have prevented her from testifying. This is a civil action, and I assume there will be some questions that will be asked, and this is a deposition where they're gathering information to be used later in a trial. I assume there will be some where they will object and say under various defenses she does not have to answer, but she can be compelled to provide testimony at a deposition in this civil case.
What's the outcome of all of this for Cosby? Does he die a broken? He looks horrible. He dies a broken guy, a broken man, and goes away. I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean the defamation lawsuit. He may win. He may lose. I think, frankly, he'll probably win that case. I think that it's going to have the women who are suing him civilly are going to have a hard time showing that their reputations are ruined. Frankly, his is the reputation that's ruined. The criminal case, it's not the slam dunk that people think it is. It's an old case. There are flaws in every case, and certainly one of the big ones here is the woman, Andrea Constant, who is alleging she was the victim of an aggravated indecent assault, had issues with Mr. Cosby Crosby before that, and then still went back there to see him when this incident happened, and went to see him after that. So it's not necessarily over, but as a practical matter, his career is over. Whether he ever serves any time in jail, his career is done. He's a broken man.
Number eight
item this week on our countdown is a focus on the protesters and the standoff in Oregon. Here's radio talk show host Joe Gillespie talking to ABC's Alex Stone about the demands being made by the militia in the standoff there in Oregon.
The militia takeover of National Wildlife Center in rural Oregon drags on while the ranchers, Dwight and Steve Hammond, whose cause is at the center of the occupation, have already reported to prison in L.A.
Yeah, they turned themselves in, even though the militia members say they are there defending the Hammonds, Dwight Hammond and Stephen Hammond, the two ranchers. The Hammonds have essentially said they don't want the help. They say thank you very much, but while we may not agree with the sentence on arson that we got, the 5 years in prison, that this is what we were given by a court, and it is what we have been legally told we have to do, and we're going to go to prison and turn ourselves in. Still, though, the militia members who are occupying the land in Oregon say that they are doing it on behalf of the Hammonds, which, by the way, if it can really be called a standoff right now, it could be argued either way, because there's the police side of it isn't there. Police are staying far away. They want nothing to do with this at this point because it is in such a remote area that the public is not in danger. There are a very small amount of buildings, federal buildings that are involved here. And so far, it's like a one-sided tug of war that you got the militia members pulling on the rope, but the police aren't on the other side responding.
Well, some of these militia members have played this game before.
Many of them have. Many of them were in Nevada for the 2014 situation involving Cliven Bundy, the standoff with the federal government over grazing rights in Nevada. And grazing rights comes into this case a little bit as well, but the Bundy family is leading this effort. Ammon Bundy is the main guy in this. That's the son of Cliven Bundy. And he now says that they have, for their group of people who have come together, and really none of them are locals. They've all come from elsewhere as they've heard what's going on. They're now calling themselves Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, and they say they want the federal government to give up the land that they're on, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, and give it back to the people. They say until then, they also want an evidentiary board set up to investigate the Hammond case and a number of other constitutional issues. But until all of that happens, they are not going to leave, and they say they are ready to stay for years. And at this point, police are saying, good, do whatever you want, because we're not going to come fight you.
All right, so that's the summary there. An interesting story. The outtakes there were good. Thank you, Mr. Gillespie and Mr. Stone. Number eight taken care of. So that brings us around to a focus on number seven, which will happen in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D. Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey,
this winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like Gunstock Oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's Winter Clearance Event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's Winter Clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more pain!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Number seven,
the Obamacare repeal legislation. Once again, you and I are spending $1 million to try to get rid of Obamacare. And here to discuss it, talk radio host Bill Handel and Aaron Bender, with a focus on the 62nd vote to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act.
The House just voted 240 to 181 to approve legislation to repeal the key provisions of Obamacare and to strip federal funding from Planned Parenthood. This is number 62 in the attempt to do this. However, what is important about this one is this is the first one that's actually going to the president's desk. And the only question here is, as the bill is hitting his desk, does he veto it midair, or does he wait until the paper actually lands on the table, on the desk?
What he should do is ask Paul Ryan to turn around and sign the veto on his back.
Yeah. Do you know that someone delivers that? There's a special bill guy that physically takes the bill from the House or the Senate and then walks it over to the president and then walks it back and delivers it to either the Speaker or the Majority Leader. And that's kind of a neat job to have.
That would be a neat job.
Yeah, that's not a neat job. So anyways, I think the president's going to say, don't even bother. Don't even take it. Just keep it in the box, and I'm going to go ahead and sign it in the box. All right, in any case, first time that the bill to repeal provisions of Obamacare, and in this case, defund Planned Parenthood for a year until they figure out this business with the selling or the reimbursement of the research aspect of the fetal tissue comes to fruition as far as they're concerned. It's not going to happen, of course. And so you ask, why is this happening? Because you know it's going to be a veto, and what a waste of time. Matter of fact, the president says that. What are you guys wasting your time? Because Paul Ryan wants to make a political statement. He wants to underscore the political nature of the vote, saying it showed the need for a Republican president. See, I'm going to argue the other way, and that is a political statement showing that we will never compromise. That's it. We're done. And we'll keep on sending bills to the president to veto all day long just to show you that we're not him and he's not us and we have different views of America. We have different political views. We have different moral views. And therefore, we want to make the message. Oh, I didn't know that. See, I didn't know the Republicans and the president had differing views on Obamacare, for example. Or they took different views on the way America should go. Thank you. By the way, I really appreciate that, Speaker Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I appreciate not spending $1 million of your money and my money to go through this charade for the 62nd time. That's my own opinion. I'm entitled to it, as you are entitled to your opinions. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 past the hour.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number six. On the countdown, Fresno, Albuquerque, welcome into our countdown. Number six this week, the situation in North Korea. Here's Talk Radio personality Leland Conway talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about North Korea's claim that they have successfully tested a hydrogen bomb.
Did they set off a hydrogen bomb in North Korea? Did that happen?
Well, they set off a nuclear device. There's no question about that. But, you know, the seismic characteristics of this particular explosion really are not the same as the last three, which we know were just nuclear and non-hydrogen explosions. So a lot of experts are very, very, very skeptical that this was, in fact, a so-called hydrogen bomb. Japanese have deployed some aircraft that will fly near the borders with North Korea to conduct air samples. But frankly, because it's an underground test, we may never know for sure whether it was a hydrogen bomb or not. But it doesn't look like it was.
Okay. I'm hearing you say a nuclear device was exploded in North Korea, and I'm going, that bothers me. And you said that they've done this in the past. Just how far along are they in the process? And my concern is not so much that I'm afraid, you know, North Korea might invade and take over or start a nuclear war. I'm afraid that this stuff might leak into the hands of, I don't know, a group named ISIS or something. So how far along are they?
Well, they're quite a ways along. They've conducted four nuclear tests. The first was in 2006. There's still an open question whether they've also advanced technology where they could miniaturize it and put it into a nuclear warhead on a missile. They have a parallel effort, of course, to improve their missile system. But you're quite right. It's a real concern, and if, in fact, this was a hydrogen bomb, then it's a major step forward. Would they share this with a group like ISIS? Possibly, because the North Koreans probably would do anything for money, number one. Number two, of course, there is a grave concern that if there was a crisis on the peninsula, and, in fact, somebody made a mistake, a conflict could rapidly escalate to being a nuclear one,
right,
not necessarily endangering the United States directly, but certainly U.S. forces in the region, as well as devastating the economies of places like South Korea and Japan.
Well, North Korea has to know that even if they have constructed a hydrogen bomb, that South Korea would probably have our nuclear arsenal at their disposal, or at least some of it. So let's just say that it seems as though North Korea would be going into a gunfight with one bullet and they would have extra magazines on the South Korean side, correct?
No, you're absolutely right. So in many ways, for the North Koreans, which is a paranoid regime, to put it lightly,
right.
The acquisition of weapons like this are not necessarily because they're just dying for that opportunity to strike the United States or South Korea, but more for a deterrent strategy, a minimum deterrent strategy, knowing they have that capability. We believe they have sufficient material for probably 6 or 7 weapons that they would deter an attack by the United States, which they claim is impending, because of the devastation they could wreak.
Okay.
So they would, in fact, lose that conflict in the longer term.
Yeah. Have we taken our eye off the ball on this? I mean, we've got Iran that has really, with the supposed deal that the president did, it looks like it's going to make it easier for Iran to get a nuclear weapon. Now we have, you know, North Korea rattling their, whatever you want to call it, sabers or whatever. Have we taken our eye off the ball on some pretty important, real, you know, national security interests here?
I don't think that's really taken our eye off the ball, but the last 3 administrations, Democrat or Republican, have been frustrated about what you can do about North Korea. We will call, I'm sure, for more economic sanctions, and the U.N. will likely support that. But this country is so hermetically sealed, it's unclear to me how much leverage we have in terms of restraining this type of activity. Probably the best thing we could do would be to make a more concerted effort to work very directly with the Chinese to do, in fact, provide some economic assistance to North Korea. They're probably the one country that has some leverage.
All right, so we're already halfway through the list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this weekend, so that would seem to bring us around to understanding the other half of the list is coming up in a few moments here. At 28 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By the numbers, question everything. That's my credo for people who are listening to good news talk radio programs, and there's an issue, you want to know what's going on, you call and you ask the question. You can call us at 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com with ideas or suggestions. Where are you and what are you doing as you listen to the countdown every week? Most talked about items on talk radio, as we recap where we are at this point in the hour, the sports talk radio issues, including the NFL playoffs at number 10, the situation with Bill Cosby, and also the discussion about the People's Choice Awards at number 9, the armed protesters standing off officials in Oregon is number 8, Obamacare repeal legislation number 7, the H-bomb in North Korea, is it or isn't it, number 6. So let's keep going here.
Number 5.
Number 5 on the countdown this week, the situation in China on their stock market. Here's talk host Brian Thomas with financial analyst Nathan Bachrach. They discussed the volatile Chinese stock market this week. Sent a lot of shockwaves to markets all around the world, in fact.
Nathan Bachrach, what the hell is going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you one number, Brian, that's going to sum it all up when you take a look at the Chinese stock market, which is currently raising havoc all over the world.
Yeah.
Here's the number. 99 million people. All right? 99 million investors in China who have 10 years or less investing experience. In other words, you have one of the larger economies, though still emerging, as we can certainly talk about, in the world. We have one of the largest economies where most of the people who are investing, it's as if they got their first 401k, they're going along, and they're now going through their first version of 2008. And as soon as they saw, shall we say, a ripple in the firmament, they said, you know what, I'm selling shares today and I'm asking questions later. They're scared and they're reacting.
That's a very small percentage of the population.
It's a very small percentage of the population in a country that's got 2 billion people. But guess what? It's not as if 2 billion people have got a lot of money. It's not. And the goal for China is to develop an emerging middle class. And what we're seeing right now is that whoever had money and who was putting it into Chinese stocks is all of a sudden saying, whoa, wait a second. I borrowed some money in order to buy these stocks, or I've taken some of my hard-earned money, and now I'm watching it disappear. I got news here. I'm going to sell my shares today, and I'm going to ask questions later. Now, what drove all of this, Brian, was the fact that the Chinese government, who we would like to think, certainly when it comes to telling people you live in the country, you live in the city, they say, yeah, okay, whatever you say, government, I guess I don't have much choice in the matter. There they had a lot of control. But they're playing with this little thing that we've had 200 years of experience working with called capitalism. And all of a sudden they're finding that the beast of economic freedom and liberty, if you will, and opportunity, gosh, that's a little harder to get your hands around, and they're not finding it very easy. So what the government has done is they have devalued their currency. When you devalue your currency, guess what? Your goods are cheaper in the rest of the world. So that's a signal, and a very large signal, that China is saying, hey, we're trying to get our economy to move, and it may be slowing at a faster rate than we like. So we'll cut the rate of our currency. It's a way, basically, you know, Macy's, when they cut prices, you see it, you get a flyer in the mail. Well, when a country says, we want to make everything here cheaper, they just devalue their currency.
Number four.
The number four item on the list here brings us to the Middle East and the situation in Saudi Arabia with the Iranians. Here's radio talk personality Doug McIntyre with correspondent Steve Kassenbaum. They discuss the deteriorating relationship in the Middle East between the Saudis and the Iranians.
Following the execution of a prominent Shiite cleric in Saudi Arabia, relations between the Saudis and many of their neighbors, specifically Iran, have disintegrated with an embassy in flames and ambassadors being recalled. So this is a big story.
Yeah, big time. The government in Saudi Arabia over the weekend, as you mentioned, executed 47 people. 46 of them were supposedly executed because they had terrorist ties. But the 47th, Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimra, a cleric who represented a minority within Saudi Arabia, has been arrested several years ago for essentially sedition and a number of other charges that were reflective of the fact that he spoke out against the government very frequently. Amnesty International said that his trial was flimsy at best, and he was put to death over the weekend, and things just erupted. First in Iran, which is a minority Shia country, and protesters got onto the grounds of the Saudi embassy there, threw firebombs into the embassy, set some fires. Saudi Arabia and Iran have gone back and forth diplomatically over this, and to the point now where Saudi Arabia is breaking off ties with Iran, saying that Iranian officials had 48 hours to leave the kingdom. Other countries aligned with Saudi Arabia are following suit. Bahrain, Sudan, and now United Arab Emirates are doing the same. Meanwhile, around the world, Shiite Muslims have been protesting outside Saudi embassies, London, and elsewhere about this. And it's really at a point where it's pouring fuel onto some fires in the Middle East that have been raging for a while now.
And, of course, the sectarian violence, which has rocked the Middle East for a millennium, but it's certainly been one of the great complexities of the Iraqi situation between the Shia, Sunni, and Kurd dust up. And this is, you know, a continuation of that. The fact that they executed this cleric, and this rebounds on the United States because, of course, Saudi Arabia is considered to be a key American ally.
Number three.
Number three item. As we stay sort of focused on the Middle East, the battle against Daesh on the Good Day program, my Good Day show, which is a Monday through Friday program in the morning, I talked to analyst Ivan Eland about Donald Trump being used as a recruiter for Daesh.
I don't support his proposition to ban all Muslims because I think it's unconstitutional. And also, I think it does, to some extent, rile up people. And what you want to do is, the Muslims in the United States, we have a well-integrated Muslim population. It's prosperous, and it's not really very radicalized as it is in Europe. And even in Europe, it's a small group, but we don't have that here. And, if we start discriminating against Muslims, we have to focus on the people, the Islamist terrorists, and and their sympathizers, and that's a very small portion of the Muslim population.
Right.
In fact, it's a tiny population. And I think, you know, the first thing to do, as Napoleon said, is to know your enemy. You got to get inside their head, and our enemy isn't all Muslims, and we ought to stop saying that it is, because that makes the problem worse. But my problem with this is, you can blame Donald Trump excessively. I think really what's an even bigger problem than proposals like Donald Trump's, which will probably never be implemented, and if they are, they'll be ruled unconstitutional, are the problem with the U.S. military intervention, and that really gets recruits for these people, and it gets them money, and they would love to go to the war with the superpower, but we keep George Bush fell into bin Laden's trap. He did exactly what bin Laden wanted him to do, and then some, by going into, first, Afghanistan with an occupation, and second of all, into the unrelated country of Iraq. So I think, you know, fine, we have to do what we have to do militarily, but let's be judicious and not have this policy where, you know, we invade and attack Muslim countries. After 9/11, we've attacked or invaded seven Muslim countries.
Yeah.
And so we have our presidents like Bush and Obama telling the Muslim world, well, you know, we're not at war with Islam, but right. If you're on the other side of the gun barrel or the bomb
it looks a lot
different.
There's a thought here in the back of my mind after that conversation on my Good Day program this week, wondering about why more of us haven't questioned this whole philosophy of going to war, why we went into Iraq so easily. A lot of people feel threatened if they're being asked to question their beliefs or their perception of reality, and that goes along with political beliefs, sometimes religious beliefs. Questioning is what keeps your mind supple and strong, though. Simply settling on one way of seeing things and refusing to be open to other possibilities makes your mind rigid and causes problems, as you can see in this circumstance. The fighting goes on in the Middle East. Okay, so that's number three. We'll move on to number two and the big one this week, coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
A few years ago, Los Angeles County decided to ban any throwing, kicking, or rolling of beach balls, footballs, frisbees, or anything larger than 10 inches on all their Pacific Coast beaches. Of course, lifeguards are there to make sure such games do not endanger others. But beyond safety, do we really need government to regulate frisbees? Fortunately, citizens in L.A. looked through the lens of liberty and decided to defend freedom. They took the case to the county commissioners and persuaded them to relax the rules, once again leaving citizens free to enjoy the pursuit of happiness in their own way. We the people can be a powerful force for freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES is the home for new consumer electronics and is now underway in Las Vegas. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for his tech roundup. Mario, what's new at CES this year?
TVs are the big talk, Al. Samsung's new KS9500 SUHD TV is here. It has quantum dot display and high dynamic range technology for true-to-life picture quality, stunning brightness, and a higher level of contrast between those light and dark images to easily watch TV during the day or with the lights on. And MasterCard is making it easier for you to make your payments on the go from devices like fitness bands, fashion accessories, and more. And now they've introduced a new shopping app called Groceries by MasterCard to order groceries from Samsung's connected fridge. Next, Alcatel OneTouch Fierce XL with Windows 10 was introduced. It has built-in Microsoft Office, Cortana, the voice-activated personal assistant, and Kids Corner feature so parents can manage what their kids can access on the phone. That's available soon at T-Mobile. The Samsung Portable SSD T3 is launching early this year. The T3 is an external solid-state drive with up to 2 terabytes of storage, a sleek metal design that's smaller than a credit card. Their Android app lets you securely manage your content anytime, anywhere. And the Lumix ZS100 by Panasonic. This is a camera that's small enough to fit in your pocket, but has features like a powerful 10x zoom, a 1-inch sensor, and 4K photo. You can capture a high-resolution photo by extracting a single frame from your 4K video recording.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Number 2.
Okay, we haven't talked about the presidential race yet on the countdown, and so let's do that because that's in the number 2 position. Here's talk host Richard Dixon with a focus on the birther issue, which has come up again. This time, the subject matter is Mr. Ted Cruz.
The conversation about Ted Cruz's citizenship, whether or not he actually qualifies as a citizen, is quite humorous. Of course he does. You know, he was born in Canada, but his father was of Cuban descent. His mother is 100% American. And just because he was born in Canada does not mean that he's not an American citizen. He is a natural-born American citizen. But Donald Trump, you know, he's not going to give anything up. Donald Trump is not stupid. You remember at the beginning of that very first Fox News debate, when they asked everybody to raise their hands, everyone who's willing to back the Republican candidate, no matter who it is, raise your hand. And everybody raised their hand except Trump. He's the only one who didn't raise his hand. And he actually made a point of it. He said, hey, it's a bargaining chip. You know, this is, we're not going to give up that leverage. This is leverage. And it is leverage. So here, you know, he gets asked a question about whether or not he thinks Ted Cruz is eligible to run for the presidency. And his response is, well, I don't know. I don't know if he is, if he can. I'm not sure. You know, I've heard some Democrats are looking at challenging this. That may or may not be true, but he's going to sell it because he's not giving up the possible position of, hey, Ted Cruz might not be allowed to be president. If he can plant that seed of doubt in anyone's mind, if people are thinking like, boy, I'd really like to vote for that Ted Cruz, but wait a minute, now there's some question about whether or not he can actually be the president. There's not. But if Trump can plant that seed in the voters' minds, even if it only lowers Cruz by 1 percentage point, 2 percentage points overall, that's just helpful to Donald Trump. The guy's a master negotiator, I'm telling you. Well, now, of course, the Obama White House has decided to pick this up and run with it. From Breitbart News, the Obama administration might hold a grudge against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump after repeatedly questioning the president's birth certificate, but it seems willing to join Trump in questioning Senator Ted Cruz. During the White House press briefing this afternoon, one reporter explained the fight between Cruz and Trump and asked if the president was enjoying the drama around Cruz's citizenship. I don't know if he does, but I sure do, Ernest quipped as reporters chuckled in response. Ernest then seemed willing to feed the narrative questioning Cruz's citizenship. Be quite ironic if after 7 or 8 years of drama involving the president's birth certificate, if Republican primary voters were to choose Senator Cruz as their nominee, he said. Somebody who actually wasn't born in the United States and only 15 months ago renounced his Canadian citizenship. Well, he had dual citizenship. He is a natural-born American citizen. Nobody is going to shake that, and nobody is going to really challenge that in a court of law, although Donald Trump is now saying, well, the court should decide this.
Well, that's the essence of the vitriolic stuff going back and forth is really interesting. I'm looking at some of the tweets from Bernie Sanders in the latter couple of days in this past week. He took to Twitter to send a series of messages aimed at Donald Trump. Sanders' first tweet of the night came in direct response to Trump commenting during his Burlington rally, Burlington, Vermont, that he would love to run against Senator Sanders. Finally, Donald Trump and I agree on something, was the tweet. He and I both want to run against the other. Guess who wins? Now, there's the talking about that recent Quinnipiac poll that had Sanders winning handily in general election matchups against Trump. So food for thought on the presidential race. That's number two. Number one, el numero uno, next on the countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one is the gun control discussion and debate. The president made his case at a town hall meeting. There are a lot of people who are not happy about this order. Here's host Steve Scott talking to Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut about the president's executive order. The focus here on background checks.
Senator, you are a supporter of tighter gun laws. Is what the president did enough?
No, it's not enough. It's frankly a fairly modest set of proposals that are necessary but insufficient. I was with the president last night at the White House as he unveiled privately to us some of the proposals that he made public. At the heart of it is a pretty simple idea, which is that as gun sales have migrated away from bricks and mortar stores to online sales and to gun show sales, that more of those sellers should be required to do background checks before they sell weapons. And that's essentially what the president is requiring here, that there just be a little bit higher test for sellers who are doing a high frequency of volume at gun shows and on the internet to make sure that they do background checks. And of course, that's something that 90% of the American public agree with. This actually doesn't divide people. Almost everyone here in Connecticut wants guns to be sold with a background check to make sure that a criminal isn't buying the gun. And that's essentially what the president is proposing today, that we do more background checks. I think that's important, but it's certainly not enough.
Expanded background checks today. What's the next step?
Well, the next step really has to be congressional action. I think there's a handful of things that the president could continue to do. One of the things that I talked to him about last night at the White House was the fact that the federal government is still the biggest purchaser of firearms in the entire country. And one of the things we know is that guns could be a lot safer than they are. There could be a lot of technology embedded in the guns that, for instance, make it impossible for anybody other than the user to operate it. I think the federal government could use its purchasing power to drive more safety technology in guns. But the real next step has to come from Congress. We've got to, you know, get to where the vast majority of the people are in this country and expand background checks so they're universal. We've got to get the dangerous assault weapons off the streets. We've got to fix our mental health system. I've got the Maine mental health reform bill that I've introduced along with a group of 14 Republican and Democratic senators, and we can do mental health reform this year, too. So, you know, Congress really has to take the next steps here.
All right, up next, as we take a second approach to the gun control debate, host Jeff Kuhner talking about Bill O'Reilly agreeing with the president's executive orders. Actually, I agree with him as well. How about you? The focus still gun control.
What is the problem with all these Americans and all these conservatives and all these constitutionalists and all these Tea Partiers and all these libertarians and all these people in middle America who are opposed to Obama's executive gun control? I mean, aren't you in favor of background checks? What's wrong with background checks? The more background checks, the better, according to Bill O'Reilly. Listen to Bill O'Reilly say, if you're paranoid, that's your problem. But the government has every right to impose as many background checks as possible, and if you don't like it, tough.
Talking Points had said it before. Any person convicted of a gun-related crime should get 10 years in prison on top of what they get for the crime, whether it's assault, murder, or robbery. That would send a meaningful message. The truth is, terrorists are not going to submit themselves to background checks. Neither are dangerous felons or insane people. They're not going to sign any paper when they buy a gun. Do we all get that? They will buy their guns on the black market, and no registration law will prevent that. On the other side, the NRA and the gun owners should be reasonable. The FBI should background check anyone buying a firearm in America. That just makes sense. If you are paranoid and believe the government is stockpiling information so they can come to your house and take your guns, that's your problem. Your problem. But the government has an obligation to enhance public safety. And that brings us back to harshly punishing people who violate the law with guns. Registration is not going to solve the gun murder problem.
Blah, 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 blah. But anyway, so the point is, he basically supports Obama's executive gun control, this expansion of all these background checks.
Check out the top 10 talk topics listed at DougStephan.com this weekend as usual, and tell us which one there is most important to you. We've told you through this list, the top 10, what the research says about what's most popular, taking into consideration the entire country. But how about we focus on you? You tell us which one is most important. At DougStephan.com. Never mind calling, because there won't be anybody home. It's 59 past the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.